That's the Stockholm Philharmonic here on Kansas, or rather the Stockholm Philharmonic Brass on KPR, and a sonata from the 17th century. And they're so enthusiastic, they want to keep playing it. The sonata's from Der Bankel Sängerlieder, which means the Balladeer Songs, 1684. Welcome to the Classics. It's a cloudy Wednesday morning here in northeast Kansas. I'm Darrell Brogdon, in for Cordelia, in for Destiny, today and tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio. 68 degrees here at KU in Lawrence, 68 in Topeka, and the same in downtown Kansas City. Next, one of the Brandenburg Concertos of Johann Sebastian Bach. That set of six concertos dedicated to the Margrave of Brandenburg, hence the name. This is the first of those concertos. We'll hear it performed by Capella Istropolitana on Kansas Public Radio. On Kansas Public Radio, that's the first of Bach's Brandenburg Concertos, performed by Capella Istropolitana. Bohdan Warshaw is the conductor. 9:32 Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us for the Classics on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darrell Brogdon, in for Destiny today. And Destiny will be away tomorrow and then back on Friday morning for Classics by Request. The Sea Interludes of Benjamin Britten, just ahead in about 5 or 6 minutes. Hope you'll keep it right here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. That's Mozart, music from the Hunt Quartet, the string quartet in B-flat major, on Kansas Public Radio. Performing it was the Ader Quartet. And they're still playing, so we'll just wait on that. In 20 minutes, it's news time from National Public Radio. And the Classics continue throughout this Wednesday morning. I'm Darrell Brogdon, here for Destiny. No matter how you get your news, in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, it's your support that ensures KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or just down the street. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve our listeners because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. The Sea Interludes of Benjamin Britten were written originally for an opera, Peter Grimes, in the mid-1940s, but the interludes proved to be popular and now stand alone. So here are the four Sea Interludes of Benjamin Britten. This is the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Vernon Handley on KPR. And ending there with a furious storm at sea, that's the Four Sea Interludes by Benjamin Britten on KPR, the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Vernon Handley. 9:55 is the time. We have news in 5 minutes from National Public Radio, and the classics, of course, continue into the 10 o'clock hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theatre Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through 26th. Ticket information and more at theaterlawrence.com. We got a 50% chance for rain this afternoon, mainly between 3 and 5 p.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 81 today. Sky's pretty cloudy right now. Chance for showers before 7 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow's forecast sunny and 82. We're 68 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. It's Kansas Public Radio. That's by Sergei Prokofiev. It's The March from Love for Three Oranges, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy. The Love for Three Oranges March served for many years on radio as the theme music for a show called The FBI in Peace and War. 2 minutes shy of 10 o'clock, I'm Darryl Brogdon. Here for Destiny today. She's off for a couple days. She'll be back on Friday morning for Classics by Request. 68 degrees is our forecast. Could see some rain this afternoon. 50% chance of that. Pretty windy, too. 15 miles an hour southwest winds today with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. There is a chance for some rain tonight. Partly cloudy. Otherwise, the overnight low 52. Sunshine tomorrow near 82 degrees. Just a reminder that one of the ways to enjoy KPR on the go is with the free KPR app. You can live stream KPR 1 and KPR 2. You can listen to shows on demand. It's got an alarm clock feature, and you can browse all kinds of information here at Kansas Public Radio. The KPR app is yours, free, wherever you get your apps. Kansas Public Radio brings you classical music every day at this time, and if you'd like to find out what's being played, you can find our playlists online at the website. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org. Whatever's playing at the moment will be displayed on the screen, and then you can also find our playlists elsewhere on the website.
AI chatbots like ChatGPT and Gemini are increasingly becoming part of Americans' everyday lives. Now some people are impersonating them.
I think people are having fun reclaiming some of the magic of the early internet just for the little joy of connection.
I'm Elsa Chang, humans playing chatbot dress-up on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you today from 3 to 7 p.m. and every weekday on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or just go hands-free and tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, bluecollarpress.com. The time is 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump says he thinks the war
mail dropped off today may not get postmarked until tomorrow, and that could lead to the IRS applying late filing or late payment penalties. To make sure your tax return gets a postmark for today, USPS recommends going to a post office and asking for a free manual postmark at the counter. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. That's Susan Tomes at the piano on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Billy Mayerl called Bats in the Belfry. Billy Mayerl was an English pianist and composer. He spent his entire career working in English music halls and music theater. Classical music on a Wednesday morning here at KPR, where it's 10:07. I'm Daryl Brogdon. In for Destiny today and tomorrow. Later this hour, music from a lyric suite by composer and jazz pianist Chick Corea. That's in about 20 minutes' time here on KPR. 69 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. Chance for rain this afternoon, especially between 3 and 5, with a high temperature about 81 degrees. Next, David Amram and the Manhattan Chamber Orchestra with his American Dance Suite. Now, this is in three parts. It's a salute to the polycultural nature of America. The first movement is Cheyenne, followed by blues, and finishing up with Cajun. The American Dance Suite by David Amram, the Manhattan Chamber Orchestra, is led here by Richard Alden Clark on Kansas Public Radio. The American Dance Suite by composer David Amram, played here on Kansas Public Radio by the Manhattan Chamber Orchestra. Richard Alden Clark is the conductor. It features three sections, Cheyenne, blues, and Cajun. Coming up on KPR, there's news from National Public Radio in about a half hour. And also later this hour, music from the Florida Suite by composer Frederick Delius. That's ahead before this hour's up. If you're 70 and a half years or older, why not consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today? It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on a station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. While you're there, you can check out playlists from our current programming, our classical music programming, and listen to shows on demand as well. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly between the hours of 3 and 5. This afternoon might see some sunshine today. Not sure I believe that, but the high's expected to be near 81 degrees. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you. that's the very spirited finale to the Lyric Suite by Chick Corea, who's there on piano along with vibraphonist Gary Burton and the string quartet. Kansas Public Radio at nearly 10:36 on this Wednesday morning. Sure looks cloudy and breezy outside. Could see some rain this afternoon, about a 50% chance for that, and slight chance for showers before 7 o'clock tonight. Later on, news from National Public Radio. That's ahead at 11:01. I'm here till 12:01. I'm Darrell Brogdon, sitting in for Destiny today and tomorrow. She's set to return Friday for Classics by Request. Well, next, it's something by Frederick Delius, his Florida Suite. He spent some time in Florida working on an orange plantation, and he wrote this suite when he was only 24 years old. So here's Daybreak and Sunset from the Florida Suite by Frederick Delius. Once again, the Ulster Orchestra is conducted by Vernon Handley on Kansas Public Radio. Music from the Florida Suite by Frederick Delius. We hear Daybreak, followed by Sunset, near the plantation. That was written when Delius was 24 years old in 1888, and that's when it was first performed. And then it was not performed again for close to 50 years. It wasn't until about 1937 that somebody undertook a new performance of the Florida Suite. Kansas Public Radio Wednesday morning, or at least what's left of it. I'm Darrell Brogdon, here for Destiny. Hoping you'll stick around, because coming up, music for strings. We'll hear a string symphony by a teenage Felix Mendelssohn. Also, Dag Veren's very popular Serenade for Strings, right after the 11 o'clock news. That's ahead, right here on Kansas Public Radio.
AI chatbots like ChatGPT and Gemini are increasingly becoming part of Americans' everyday lives. Now some people are impersonating them.
I think people are having fun reclaiming some of the magic of the early internet just for the little joy of connection.
I'm Elsa Chang, humans playing chatbot dress-up on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Chatbot dress-up and the latest news on All Things Considered. That's today and every weekday, 3 to 7 p.m. on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or make it easy on yourself and tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. It's 11:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump says the United States and Iran could soon resume peace talks this week. Mediators are moving to extend a two-week ceasefire between the two countries, which expires next Tuesday. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
President Trump told the New York Post that peace talks could be happening over the next 2 days with Iran. In Pakistan, we'll have to see about that. The talk top Pakistani mediators are actually scheduled to be traveling abroad for the next scheduled date in several days. But UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says his indication is that it is highly probable the talks will restart.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting. Vice President J.D. Vance spoke at the University of Georgia last night about efforts to end the war in Iran. His visit came nearly a week after talks between the two sides broke down in Islamabad. Sarah Callis with Georgia Public Broadcasting reports Vance talked to students at an event hosted by Turning Point USA.
Vance told a crowd of hundreds to continue supporting the Trump administration even if they disagree with the war in Iran. University of Georgia student Drake Smith attended the event. He describes himself as a moderate Republican and voted for President Trump, but says the Iran war is pushing him away.
I don't know why we need to go send our troops to die in a war that is pointless, honestly, because America should be first in our ideals, and we are not together as a country right now.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Callis in Athens, Georgia.
The House is preparing to vote on legislation to extend the government's authority to conduct surveillance on foreign nationals overseas without a warrant. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act includes a provision that's set to expire next Monday. Civil liberties groups oppose renewing the measure. President Trump supports it. It's tax day, and many Americans are getting larger refunds this year, but in many cases, those refunds are getting eaten up by higher gas prices. NPR's Stephen Bissaha reports the average gallon of regular gas in the U.S. now costs $4.11.
So far this year, the average tax refund is about $350 higher than last year, thanks to the tax changes in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill Act from last year. Retiree Bob Jones in Birmingham, Alabama, says he's happy with his refund, but he plans on keeping it all in savings.
You need the savings simply for gas right now. Gas is through the roof, as you know.
The Bank of America Institute says consumer spending has remained steady, while tax refunds cover the extra price at the pump. But if gas prices, tariffs, and inflation continue to go up, they could erode all the benefits Americans receive from the tax changes. Stephen Bissaha, NPR News.
Stocks are trading mixed on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was down 241 points. The Nasdaq up 244. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From the University of Kansas, your place to find classical music and NPR news is Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. That's music from The Serenade for Strings by Swedish composer Dag Veren. Here on KPR, we heard the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. The conductor there is Richard Stute. Thanks for joining us this morning, Wednesday morning, at Kansas Public Radio. I'm Daryl Brogdon here for Destiny today, and again tomorrow. She'll be back for Classics by Request, and that's on Friday morning from 9 to noon. Ahead later this hour, Sarabands by Erik Satie, music for the piano. And we'll hear from another Scandinavian composer, Erland von Cook, whose name may not mean much to you, but you may have heard his music in films by Ingmar Bergman, among others. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com. You know, it's amazing to consider that Mendelssohn was barely a teenager when he wrote his first group of string symphonies, between the ages of 12 and 15. Here's the Symphony No. 8, the English String Orchestra, on KPR. Not bad for a teenager. That's Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 8 on Kansas Public Radio, which he composed when he was 13 or 14 years old. That's the English String Orchestra. William Boughton is the conductor. You're on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, we'll hear a flute concertino by the Swedish composer Erland von Cook, which is just the most enjoyable. That's ahead in about 10 minutes. Jeff Watson's your host for the classics this afternoon from 12 to 3. Hope you'll stick around for that. And at 3 p.m., we've got All Things Considered from National Public Radio. Say, did you know listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? It's a true fact. If you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. It's easy. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find classical music and NPR news. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Two Sarabands by Eric Satie, here for you on Kansas Public Radio, played there by pianist Clara Cormende. That's from an album of all piano works by Eric Satie. I'm Daryl Brogdon on KPR this morning for Destiny, who's taking a couple of days off. She'll be back on Friday. Jeff Watson's got the classics for you this afternoon from noon until 3 p.m. And, of course, news from NPR at 12:01. Support for classical music on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skates in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverratks.com. Well, let's hear from another Scandinavian composer, another Swedish composer. This one is Erland von Cook, who scored many of the early films by Ingmar Bergman in his native Sweden. A concertino pastoral for flute and strings was composed in the late 1940s, and we'll hear it played here by Musica Vitae, conducted by Wojciech Rajski, the flutist Manuela Wiesler, on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. That is the Concertino Pastorale, music for flute and strings, by the Swedish composer Erland von Koch. We heard it played by Musica Vitae with flutist Manuela Wiesler, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning for the classics, and hope you'll stick around because Jeff Watson has more great music for you right after the noon news, which is coming your way at 12:01. And Jeff is in from 12 to 3 at 3 p.m., all things considered, here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming soprano Renee Fleming, presenting Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene, Friday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.